This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Today may well be the last day this year you drive home from work before it's dark out. The clock runs out on daylight saving time this weekend. That means don't forget to set your clocks back an hour Saturday night. Personally, I love having more light later in the day, but it turns out daylight saving may not be all that good for us. New research shows that our sleep cycles get all out of whack when we mess with time. We've brought in Dr. Sidney Spiesel to explain. He's a professor at Yale Medical School and a pediatrician. He also writes the Medical Examiner column for the online magazine Slate. Hi, Sid.
Hi, Alex.
Sid, tell us what this research says about daylight saving and our internal body clocks.
Well, our internal body clocks, which regulate when we're hungry, when we want to go to sleep, when we wake up, when we're most active, are usually set, oddly enough, by dawn or the beginning of the early light in the morning. And it turns out that when daylight saving time turns on in the spring, it disrupts that clock. It disrupts the connection between dawn and our internal clock.
And what kind of effect does that have on us?
Well, it affects different people in different ways. Some people are badly affected, and some people just feel terrible when that clock changes. Other people are not affected so badly. You know, there are two kinds of people in the world. There are larks and owls, the people who habitually like to get up and get started early, and the people who are late-day people who function better late in the day. And it's the larks who adapt better and the owls who adapt less well.
This makes sense. I think I'm one of those lark folks. So how did they actually go about figuring this out?
They had essentially little sleep diaries of 55,000 people in Central Europe. And what they would do is they would record what time they went to sleep at night and what time they got up in the morning. And they particularly paid attention to the free days, the days when people weren't working and when their day wasn't regulated by the alarm clock on average. And they looked at the midpoint. All they did was they calculated the midpoint of sleep. And then they compared that with dawn, with the time of dawn. And those two things tracked very, very closely until daylight saving time kicked in. And then that combination got disrupted.
So we're in sync with the sun when it's not daylight saving time, and our sleep gets out of phase during daylight saving.
Exactly right.
Okay, so this weekend when we get back to nature's schedule, what's the best way for people to take advantage of the time shift?
Well, for me, the best way to take advantage of that shift in time, because I'm always chronically behind in sleep, is just to enjoy that extra hour of sleep.
Sid, for future reference, when we go back once again to daylight saving time next spring, what's the best way to get through it for those of us who are affected by it without getting tired for weeks?
Well, I think that based on what we know about how the body's normal circadian rhythm is set, it would seem to me the best way is to make sure that we get good, you try to get good sun exposure early on and see if you can let the normal bright light of the day reset your clock. When I travel, for example, if I travel to a place with bright lights, and I would love to travel, for example, to Nice in the south of France.
Wouldn't we all?
Wouldn't we all? And it really does make a difference to get out there in that bright light and let the light reset your clock.
So for those of us who don't have necessarily that option to go to the south of France, is it worth using some of the sleeping medications that are out there now, like Ambien, when you're trying to help your body adjust?
Sadly, not at all. Those medications would not have any effect, I don't think. I don't think it would help you even a tiny bit.
And why wouldn't you recommend those kinds of medications? I mean, aren't they supposed to help with your sleeping?
Well, they probably do help some people sleep, or they help them fall asleep, but they really have no value in terms of resetting your sleep phase, that is, how your circadian rhythm relates, is regulated internally by your internal clock.
Sid, here at Day to Day, we work on a very early schedule. Some of us are getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, even though we don't want to. Any advice for poor folks like us about how to best adjust to all these shifts in time?
Well, some people, it helps if you have the right kind of internal biology. Some people just naturally adapt pretty well to these shifts. I understand that that pilots who are subject to time shifts all the time, as they travel from time zone to time zone frequently, and they need to stay alert. I understand that there are rooms in airports which are set aside in which they're exposed to very bright lights for a period of time that helps reset their clock. It's the light that resets your clock.
We got to get one of those here at NPR.
Great idea.
That's opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel, a Yale Medical School professor and our favorite doctor. You can read his Medical Examiner column at slate.com. Thanks so much, Sid.
Thank you.